we had some good end zone time early in the first period, and then the goals that they had, I think two guys ran into each other in the corner and then freed up a guy, and then the second one, I think just lost an edge and fell in the corner, and then they rolled out and put in it. It was a good shot. So it was a hard-fought game like we expected it to be, and I think both goaltenders were sharp and made some good plays, and you know, they make it difficult trying to get pucks through. They did a good job blocking a lot of shots, and it was just a hard-fought game.
With this stretch of 12 Big Ten games left to end the regular season, missing out on an extra point, do you think that'll come back to haunt you?
Well, and we'll find out in six weeks.
This is the second time.
Adam really kind of kept you in it, though.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't give up a lot. We had like 70-some attempts to their 40-something, but we gave up a couple grade A's, and I thought the 5D kind of held in there pretty good. And I think there's some periods of the game where you could see they got a little fatigued, especially when they got caught on the ice. You know, Jake's still coming back from his injury, and he's not at 100% yet as far as the physical part of it. It'll be good to get Ben back in the lineup tomorrow night, but I thought the kids played hard, and they were into the game, and they were on the bench. Michigan State played well. They've been playing pretty good here since Christmas time, and the goaltender's on a good run for them right now, and they're healthier than what we saw when we were there in December. And, you know, they get around the rink well, and they're a good team.
What goes through your mind when they're reviewing the shootout?
Nothing. It's either going to count or not. Didn't have any bearing on it, ultimately, since they won it.
Hudson Fashing scores third and three. Who's got the other one? How important is it to have him stepping up, having the freshman?
It's good to have the power play. You know, they scored another one tonight. Now we've got to get back to scoring two goals, 5-on-5. I thought we had a few guys that had real good energy tonight, and hopefully they will tomorrow, too.
You thought like Hudson went through a little bit of a drought there, but done to kind of...
Well, that's, you know, he's putting himself in a position to score goals when you're on the blue paint, and especially off rebounds, and that's the type of player he is. I thought we talked about it about a week and a half ago, that all of a sudden he was trying to play fancy and to play one-on-one hockey. It's not him. It's not anybody at this level. So, you know, be a power forward and get in that front and use your strength wide and make plays that way.
The last minute of regulation, your club really possessed the puck well. Did you take your...
Well, you had chances, but, I mean, you know, both teams are going to have chances in situations like that. And, you know, they did a good job deflecting us away from their net and clog in the middle, so sometimes you hold on a little bit too much. But, you know, at that point, it's a one-shot game. Could go either way.
This is the second time you've faced Michigan State in a shootout. Do you think they've taken to that new aspect of the conference pretty well?
Who's that?
Michigan State.
Well, they've had it for years in the CCHA, yeah. So they're used to it.